This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Mitt Romney says he will not seek another Senate term, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Kim Jong-un told Vladimir Putin North Korean support is full and unconditional for Russia's just fight in Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says North Korea needs to meet its public commitments.
No nation on the planet, nobody, should be helping Mr. Putin kill innocent Ukrainians.
Kirby says if they decide to move forward with some sort of arms deal, the U.S. will deal with it appropriately.
But certainly any arrangement that would improve North Korea's military capabilities would be of significant concern to us.
Either buying arms from or providing rocket technology to North Korea would violate international sanctions that Russia has supported in the past. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The United States condemned North Korea's recent missile launches on Wednesday, just an hour before leader Kim Jong-un met with President Vladimir Putin. Here is U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
The United States condemns the DPRK's recent ballistic missile launches, as we have condemned their previous ballistic missile launches. The launches are in violation of multiple United Nations Security Council resolutions and are the latest in the series of launches that pose a direct threat to the DPRK's neighbors. They undermine regional security, and our commitment to the defense of the Republic of Korea and Japan remain ironclad.
North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea off its east coast in what appeared to be the first launch to occur while Kim was abroad for a rare trip with most of his top military leaders. Analysts say it demonstrates an increasing level of delegation and more refined control systems. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. Religious leaders from the Kenya's port city of Mombasa demonstrated on Wednesday against a ruling by the Supreme Court that reaffirmed the right of the LGBTQI community's right to associate. On Tuesday, the court upheld the right of the National Gay and Lesbian Rights Commission to register with Kenya's NGO board. Ahmed Otman told Reuters that they wanted Kenya's government to treat the LGBTQI community the same as neighboring Uganda has done.
What we are requesting the government is the president, we actually urging our president to step his feet on the ground and prevent legitimizing of the LGBTQ in Kenya just as much as what Museveni did for Uganda.
For now, Kenya is still seen as a relative haven for LGBTQ people in a hostile region, unlike in many of the more than other 30 African countries where same-sex relations are illegal. Its colonial-era anti-gay law is rarely enforced. The wife of Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has been released from federal custody after completing a 3-year sentence for helping him run his multi-billion-dollar criminal empire. Emma Coronel Aspiro had been moved from a Texas prison to a California halfway house before Wednesday's release. She will serve 4 years of supervised release. She pleaded guilty in 2021 to 3 federal offenses as part of a deal with prosecutors and expressed regret when sentenced. El Chapo was sentenced to life behind bars in a U.S. prison in 2019. The U.S. Senate has issued a subpoena to the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund. VOA's Scott Walterman says they want to know about its LIV Golf Tournament's planned partnership with the PGA Tour.
The subpoena calls for the release of documents related to the fund's framework agreement with the PGA Tour and other investments throughout the United States. Senator Richard Blumenthal, chair of the committee, said if it wants to engage with the United States commercially, it must be subject to U.S. law and oversight. According to the news release, a review of the fund's public filings show its public U.S. holdings have increased to more than $35 billion, compared with approximately $2.5 billion in 2018. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
The specter of UFOs and little green men visited Mexico City as lawmakers heard testimony from researchers suggesting the possibility that extraterrestrials might exist. The speakers hailed from Mexico, the United States, Japan, and Brazil. Journalist Jose Jaime Masson presented 2 boxes with supposed mummies found in Peru, which he and others consider, quote, non-human beings that are not part of our terrestrial evolution. The session, unprecedented in the Mexican Congress, took place 2 months after a similar one before the U.S. Congress, in which a former U.S. Air Force intelligence officer claimed his country has probably been aware of non-human activity since the 1930s. I'm